only, and this is a major 911. Did you hear Tammy broke up with Josh? Yeah, and the dance is this week.
Thank you, and come again.
Hey, Dan.
Edwin, I'm out of customers. Would you like to come to my new beauty salon?
Not now, Susie. I'm on the verge of a scientific breakthrough. I may have discovered the cure for hiccups.
How about you, Buster?
No can do, Susie Q. This head's off limits till after soccer finals.
I am so excited about that dance, I can't even tell you. I don't know what they're thinking going like that.
Isn't anybody gonna let me do their hair?
Great Aunt T will be here in a minute, little sis. Why don't you ask her?
Buster, Aunt T's 86. She's a little old lady.
Woo-wee!
Oh, my, I haven't seen a storm like this since Hurricane Coco in Tahiti.
Susie, what's the matter?
Your Aunt T's here. Baby girl, it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Aunt T. Where's Uncle Charles?
In Zanzibar, the old goat. Moves too slow. Plane left without him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, not to worry. He'll catch the next flight out. My stars, look at all you children. You may not know me, but I know you. Alisa, Edwin, Buster, and Susie, the baby of the family.
I'm not a baby. I'm 3 1/2.
Child, at my age, everyone's a baby. Now get over here and give your Aunt T a big hug.
Oh, you got the grip of a python, Aunt T.
Little old lady, huh?
Nothing like being with family for the holidays. I have a feeling we're gonna have an extra special Kwanzaa this year.
Kwanzaa?
You know, we never really observed that holiday, Aunt T.
Although, I did write an excellent paper on it several years ago.
Is that right, son? Well, then, you know Kwanzaa's all about being together as a family. And since we're all together, we've got to celebrate.
Well, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. It'll be fun, won't it, kids?
Are you kidding me? Better things to do.
But what's Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday established in 1966, commemorating the first harvest celebrations of Africa.
Huh?
Sugar, all you need to know is it's a time to give thanks and honor the legacy of our great people. Now, who's gonna help Aunt T get these boots off? Much better. But my darn toes froze up. Rub them for me, Buster.
What? Why don't we find Randy first? He's dying to see you.
Oh, fine idea. He's not still writing stories about those crummy bears, is he?
Dummy bears, Auntie. Yes, he is.
Thanks for writing this overheard Kwanzaa, Susie. Sure, Chucky. Okay, you're all finished.
Gosh, we look like brother and sister, except you don't got as many freckles.
Let the music take you there, little one.
I like Chucky's Kwanzaa piggly tail, Susie. Can you do that for me?
Maybe next year, Tommy.
Auntie, I have a script to do, and it's kind of hard to concentrate with that... Music.
Hen feathers, Randy. I didn't know your family had so many trophies. Looks like I've stumbled into the Carmichael Hall of Fame. And you, Randy, the Clinkers Award for Comedy. You know, I'd never guess you were a funny man. Well, There's certainly a lot of great people in this family.
Which one of those is yours, Susie?
None of them. I guess I haven't done anything great.
Oh, I'm so proud of my Carmichaels. I know we're supposed to wait a few days, but what do you say we have the Karamu, the big feast, tonight?
Sorry, Aunt T, but I've only got 2 days to write a script, so if you'll excuse me...
Hey, where are you going? The first day of Kwanzaa is about unity. We're supposed to be together. Habarigani. That's Swahili for how are you. Now, don't be shy. You're supposed to answer Umoja for the first day of Kwanzaa.
Umoja, Auntie.
Elisa, something for that dance of yours. Edwin, a little prop to go with your research paper. Buster, may your descendants be as plentiful. Oh, and last but not least, our Susie. Now, while you share this with your little friends, I'm going to tell your mother we're having a feast.
Come on, Susie. Open your Kwanzaa present.
Ooh, I hope it's something we can play with right now.
Oh, it's nice, Brittany. Hey, what is it exactly?
It's just an old book with some pictures in it.
Wow, look at all the neat stuff they got.
That is so not going on my head.
28, 30, 80. Shh, I'm counting my descendants.
How am I supposed to feed all these kids?
Yeah, sorry the bucks were late, but Captain Howie got a little carried away building his new ship in a bottle. Yeah, we're on the way to the hospital if you'd care to join us.
Let me get my coat.
Did we miss anything?
Susie's great auntie just gave everyone Kwanzaa gifts.
Wow! These are the bestest presents I ever seen!
Those are Elisa's and Buster's. This is what I got.
Goodness, isn't that just lovely, Philip?
I think she got chipped.
All right, Carmichaels. Time to get ready for our Kwanzaa feast. Buster, you're in charge of the dinner.
Me? What?
I've got a recipe for African peanut butter stew that'll knock your socks off.
Don't even go there. She what?
Elisa, you can set the table. Don't forget the mohindi, the mkeka, and the mazao.
Excuse me?
That's corn, straw mat, and the fruits of the harvest.
Edwin, you gather the kanara and the candles. Come on, everybody. Let's get cracking.
Oh, come on. But what about me? I want to help with Kwanzaa, too.
Consider yourself lucky.
Hey, guys. I think I know why Aunt T didn't give me a job for Kwanzaa.
You do? Why, Susie?
She said Kwanzaa's about being together and celebrating great peoples. And I'm not great.
Don't be silly. You're one of the greatest peoples I know.
No, I'm not.
Of course you are.
I don't got the trophy like everyone else in my family.
Well, if all you need is a trophy, maybe we can make you one. Yeah.
You can't just make a trophy, Tommy. First, I gotta do something important.
What kinds of important stuff did your family do?
Well, Elisa's president of her class.
You'd make a great president, Susie.
Yeah. What's a president do again?
They give speeches and smile when they get their pictures taken and things like that. And on my summer vacation, my family went to the zoo. We saw lots of animals. There were lions and giraffes and gorillas.
Show's over, Shrimp.
Just no good at being great.
Don't give up, Susie. Or maybe you just got to do something special of your own.
Like what?
Well, you're good at making stuff.
You're right, Chucky. Maybe I'll make Auntie a Kwanzaa gift.
Gee, that's a real nice ball, Susie.
I thought it was a turtle. It's not either one of those. It's my head. Edwin has one on the piano. He called it a bus.
Oh, it really is a bust.
Oh, Auntie's Kwanzaa present. It's ruined. I guess my family's just gonna have to celebrate Kwanzaa without me. I'm not one of my great people.
Ooh, bless your heart, child. What's the matter?
I ruined the present I made you for Kwanzaa. I'm sorry, Auntie.
Well, it's not gorgeous, but it's got a lot of character, just like me. Tell Auntie what else is on your mind.
I can't celebrate Kwanzaa with you because it's for the great peoples, and I'm not great, because I don't got any trophies or awards like you and all the rest of my family.
Me? A trophy? Ooh, the only award I ever got is one your Uncle Charles gave me for biggest mouth in town. Baby, let me tell you something. Greatness doesn't have anything to do with winning awards.
It doesn't?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't you little ones come with me? I've got some people I'd like you to meet.
Is everyone okay?
We're just fine. Sit down, Randy. Enjoy some family time.
I could use a break. I just wrote a scene where the dummy bears pitch a tent on their camping trip. It was hilarious.
Just goes to show you how people find different things funny. Now, Susie, where's that Kwanzaa gift I gave you?
Here it is, Auntie.
I've kept this scrapbook for nearly 50 years. It's filled with all sorts of great people.
Wow. There's Rosa Parks, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall.
Don't forget Ella Fitzgerald. Baba doo dee da ba doo doo. Boy, that lady could skip. But I don't want you children thinking that all great people become famous and get their pictures in the paper. Most never do.
Who's that, Auntie?
Why, that's your Uncle Charles, my dear old curmudgeon. Now, he's a great man. But don't you go telling him I said that. Wouldn't want it to go to his head.
Did he get lots of awards?
Oh, heavens no. But he's one of the kindest men I've ever known. Helps anybody who needs it.
Time, weather, and... In other news, crowds are gathering today in our nation's capital for the civil rights demonstration led by Dr. Martin Luther King.
Heavens to gimbal, Charles. We're miles from Washington, and you promised we'd see Dr. King. You and your wrong turns.
Uh-oh, looks like car trouble.
So, young man, where are you headed in such a fine suit of clothes?
I'm on my way to give a speech, ma'am.
Well, bless your heart. You can't give a speech covered with grease. Let me fetch you one of Charles's clean shirts.
That ought to stop the leak. Should be okay to drive now.
Thank you, sir.
You know, son, I never did get your name.
It's Martin Luther King, ma'am.
Way to go, Uncle Charles.
Hello? And I guess the battery must be dead.
Auntie, I didn't know I was in your book.
That's not you, that's Mom.
The day she sang her first solo in church.
Oh, good heavens. You're not going to tell that story, are you?
I sure am, sugar. It's one of the great moments in our family history.
I can't do it.
Let's go, Lucy. They're waiting for you out there.
Mama, I can't sing today. I'm not ready. I think I got a frog in my throat.
Oh, baby, you just got a little stage fright, that's all. You love singing in the choir, don't you?
Yes, but...
Don't let fear keep you from doing what you love.
Don't know how much courage you have till you push that on the stage, so to speak.
Susie, great people get scared just like everybody else. They just don't let it stop them.
Speaking of great people, you've forgotten to mention one of the greatest people of all, Auntie.
Who's that, child?
You.
What are you doing just sitting there, child? Start packing. A gal doesn't get accepted to Harvard Medical School every day.
But, Auntie, my financial aid fell through, and I just don't know what I'm gonna do.
Family needs a little help, and no one thinks to ask me. Well, what in blazes have your Uncle Charles and I been working so hard for if not to help family when they need it? Baby, I know you'll make a fine doctor someday.
Oh, thank you, Auntie.
Mama calls you Great Auntie. The lights!
Ladies and gentlemen, our Kwanzaa dinner is served. When the power went out, I couldn't make the African peanut butter stew. So I decided to make African peanut butter sandwiches instead.
Genius, my boy.
The table's already set, so let's have our karamu.
Child, always be proud of who you are and where you came from. And remember, you have your whole life to discover how great you really are. Now, let's go celebrate with the rest of the family. You can light the candle on the Kanara.
Umoja, Auntie.
Umoja, baby.
She gives you the really neat book, Susie.
Yeah, those are the bestest Kwanzaa stories I ever heard.
Those were the onlyest Kwanzaa stories you ever heard. You sure got a great family, Susie.
Dad, we think you're the greatest one of them all.
Thanks, you guys. Come on, let's go celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah!
Yeah. Hello, Dumpling.
Oh, Charles, you made it. Now we're all together. Come on now. We're just about to sit down for the feast.
Mmm, this is the best peanut butter sandwich I ever had.
I didn't know you had it in you, Buster.
George Washington Carver would be proud.
Oh, it's been a wonderful day. And I want to thank Aunt T and Uncle Charles for bringing our family together and reminding us how much we have to be grateful for.
Susie, would you like to make the unity toast?
Goodness, child, you can't make the toast without a cup of unity. Now, let's see. We need something very special for this important ceremony. And I know just the thing.
To Aunt T, for showing us we can all be great peoples.
Harambee!
Harambee!
Harambee! Harambee! Harambee! Harambee!